The 2019-2020 season schedule for the Arts Center in Carrboro has been released, and there is some really, really cool stuff on it. So mark your calendars for a bunch of great stuff coming up in the next 9 to 10 months. We are joined in the studio by Patrick Phelps McEwen from the Arts Center to get an overview of this awesome upcoming season. Patrick, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's great to be back, Aaron.
Conversation sponsored by the Arts Center, which, again, located right in downtown Carrboro. So give us the overview. We'll walk through some of these, but it's a lot of really exciting stuff coming up.
Yeah, I'd love to. I think this is probably, to me at least, our most exciting season. Mm-hmm. And I realize I probably say that every year.
You should say that every year. Like, every year should be better, right?
Right. Constantly building, constantly moving forward. I think this season, what really sets it apart is that we have a really exciting blend of household names, artists you probably know and maybe even grew up with, and people that you've probably never heard of before, but who you need to know about.
Yeah.
Tickets are now on sale online at artscenterlive.org. So just to dive into it, one of the people that I'm most excited about on this season, Joan Osborne.
Yes.
If you, like me, are a child of the 90s, you
Guilty.
Know the song, One
yep,
of Us.
Yep.
It's one of those songs you hear the first three notes and you're immediately singing the rest of the song. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And she'll be playing here on February 9th.
I'm
at the
super
Art
looking
Center.
Forward to this.
That is a show, if you want to see her, and I'm pretty sure you want to see her, you want to get those tickets soon because this one will sell out. And she is far from a one-hit wonder. You know, since her kind of stellar rise to fame on the strength of that one track, she's had a varied career.
Yeah.
She recently put out an album of Bob Dylan covers that was really well received. In 2015, she toured with Mavis Staples.
Mm-hmm.
She's just really kind of all over as far as the people that she's worked with, her longevity in the music scene. That is a really exciting show.
Yeah. I was going to say with Joan Osborne, there's a few people like this who kind of occasionally will get lumped into that one-hit wonder category because they had that one big hit that made the charts. But they've got just amazing careers from start to finish and great, great artists and performers, and she's one of them.
Her catalog is really incredible. And another name that I was kind of blown away to see that we were getting, December 6th, Keller Williams will be playing at the Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not familiar with Keller Williams, he is just a master of the guitar, the bass, but he approaches it in a really interesting way. He's something of a one-man band, so he uses loop pedals.
Okay.
Plays the guitar, you know, in a fingerstyle fashion, but also drumming on it percussively, so he sort of builds these layers of sound.
Oh, nice.
Like there's a whole band on stage. But it's just one person.
Awesome.
He's put out over 20 albums since 1994, which is a pretty impressive rate of releasing music, if you think about it. That's almost an album every year.
Yeah.
And some of these are solo, but he's also collaborated with artists like Bela Fleck, Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead. He has a lot of ties to the Grateful Dead, both, you know, as an influence and also later in his career collaborating with members. So he'll be playing on December 6th. He, interestingly enough, toured with an artist who is a perennial Art Center favorite, Leo Kottke, in 2017. And speaking of Leo Kottke and Keller Williams, if you like fingerstyle guitar, if you like that style of playing, the first show on our season on September 5th is Richard Smith, who is probably your favorite guitarist's favorite guitarist. He is just... unimaginably creative with how he uses the instrument. If you go on YouTube and look up Richard Smith Beatles medley, he's playing Beatles songs and he's going through and he's adding each part the same time, still just two hands.
Right, right.
He's like, now I'm going to play the vocal line. Now I'm going to add the bass line. And you're watching him like, how are you doing this? How is a human being doing this?
How do you set the schedule for the Art Center? Like, how do artists come to you? Do you go to the artists? Is it a combination? Like, there's so many great, great performers that are on this list. How did they get compiled?
It's a combination, definitely. Mm-hmm. There are people that we've worked with before that we really love and want to bring back. There are people that reach out to us. There are people who are coming to the United States for the first time that we are really excited about. So one example of those, actually, on October 13th, We're presenting what's called the Sons of the Sahara Tour, and that's Bombino and Viu Farkature. And Viu Farkature played about a year or two ago and was a standout of that season, really just blew people away. He is a guitarist from Mali. It's often called the Hendrix of the Sahara.
Okay.
Bombino.
It's a good title to have.
Absolutely. If you're the Hendrix of anything, you're probably doing something
right. Yeah,
right. Bombino, who is joining him on this tour, is from Niger. He's part of the Tuareg people, and he is similarly just completely electric on stage. Amazing stage presence, amazing technique. They sort of blend traditional Saharan blues. There's a whole style of electric guitar playing that comes from that part of the world that's just, you really have to see it to believe it. And they blend that style with, you know, rock and roll, with reggae. So it's really, it's kind of a whirlwind tour of music, that show. And that's October 13th. And speaking of people that we've had before who Carborough loves to see and we love to have them, the Tannehill Weavers are coming back on April 25th. Funny story for people who have been in the area a while and know the history of the Art Center. The Art Center used to be the art school, and it was upstairs where the current Armadillo Grill is. And the Tannehill Weavers were, I believe, one of the first bands that ever played.
Oh, cool.
And they've been, since the 70s, they've been at the Art Center, I think, over 25 times.
Wow.
And people love them.
Nice.
You just keep coming back because they really, I think, embody all of the best things about Celtic music. Just their technique is impressive. The energy, it really, like, you can sit and just have it wash over you. You can get up and dance. They're really sensational.
Speaking with Patrick Phelps McEwen, talking about the Art Center's upcoming 2019-20 season. ArtCenterLive.org is the website for the full list of upcoming shows, and you can buy single event season tickets there. You can also check out our website, chapelboro.com. Go to the local events calendar there, and you'll get information, too. And we've been talking about musical performances. How about theatrical performances?
Sure. So on this season, we actually have the world premiere of a new play from Full Nelson Theater. You may be familiar with Full Nelson Theater. On this last season, they presented the one-man play, The Devil and Mark Twain, which was just a runaway success, a really impressive and timely, I think, work. And Carolyn Adams is the title of their new piece. They're going to be bringing that to the Art Center at the beginning of November. And also, you know, we work with community theater groups in the community, like One Song Productions, like Popper Players, Company Carolina. In fact, this month, so this weekend, actually opening tonight, One Song is presenting A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Awesome.
Next week, Chapel Hill School of Musical Arts is presenting the intriguingly titled Urinetown.
I love musical. This show. This was, I saw it, God, 10 years ago, I think, and it's such a fun and insightful show, right? Yeah.
I'm and as a sucker for puns, I have to give it up for the title.
Speaking with Patrick Phelps McEwen, so we're talking about the 2019-2020 season, which also includes ongoing partnerships with lots of local organizations too, right?
That's right. So everyone's favorite community chorus, Pop-Up Chorus, will be returning. We're also doing more Transactors improv shows. They'll be back. They're doing their, you know, regular program, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
As well as a family-friendly Transactors improv, which you can bring your kids to.
Awesome.
It's content appropriate. We'll also be having the return of live film scorings by Tim Carlos.
Nice.
And of course,
those are always so cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, another thing where you really, it's hard to imagine if you have never been to a live film scoring what you're in for, and then you see it, and it will blow you away.
Yeah, yeah.
As well as No Shame Theater, which is sort of a community-based, it's a very open, non-judgmental space to just come and share a short performance. You can read a poem, you can play a song, you can try your stand-up routine. can share a recipe, whatever you're into.
Anything you want, right? And a lot of these shows are also very affordable, too. I know that's part of the Art Center's mission.
That's right. We strive to be a hub for the community, as accessible as we can be. So a lot of these presented artists on our season, a lot of these shows, tickets are under $25. There's a few that are even under $20. Mm-hmm. So for less than the price of a nice meal for two, you can see an amazing artist that you would not really have any opportunity to encounter otherwise. Like, for example, one of the artists I'm really excited about, she's coming on September 22nd, Korean percussionist Kim So-ra.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of her. I listened to the CD and I was blown away. I listened to the whole thing front to back and then just put it on and listen to it again.
Nice.
She plays traditional Korean drums. She's part of an ensemble that also incorporates traditional Korean stringed instruments and wind instruments. The title of her project is A Sign of Rain, and that sort of gives you an idea of the environment that this music creates. It's weird and it's beautiful, and it makes you feel like you're in the middle of a jungle in a rainstorm. There's little pitter-pattering sounds. There's almost like haunting animal cries.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exceptional. If you go online, you can watch a video of her TED Talk, which will sort of give you a taste of what that's like. And that's on September 22nd. This is the first time that she's been in the U.S., and she's coming from venues like Lincoln Center and coming to the Art Center.
Nice.
So we're really excited to have her.
ArtCenterLive.org, the website. Speaking with Patrick Phelps McEwen, and we got to wrap up. Other things about the upcoming season that people ought to know, or logistical details for people who are looking for tickets?
I would just say go to the website, ArtCenterLive.org. Sign up for our email list. We occasionally do flash sales, promotions. It's a great way to find out about all of the programming we're doing, a lot of which is free community programming. So just go to artcenterlive.org, go down to the bottom of the page, and you'll see a link to sign up for our email list.
And obviously classes also ongoing all the time, too, so head to the website and get more information on that as well. Artcenterlive.org is the website. The 2019-2020 season schedule is out now. Check it all out. We've been talking about several of the shows on the schedule, but there's a lot more where that came from, so go there, look at the full list, and get your tickets fast. You can also head to our website, chapelboro.com, go to the local events calendar, and you can get more information that way, too. Patrick, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Aaron.